So exactly 200 years ago, this Christmas Eve, December 24th, 1818, in a little church in what now is Austria, the world heard for the first time a poem set to music that eventually would be hailed as one of the most popular and beloved Christmas carols of all times. Silent Night was sung for the first time that Christmas Eve at a midnight mass at St. Nicholas Church in Oberndorf, a village in the Austrian Empire. The lyrics were written by a young Catholic priest, Father Joseph Maurer, and the music was composed by Francis Xavier Gruber, an organist and school teacher. The story tells of a young priest, Father Maurer, contemplating the quiet, snow-covered rural parish where he served, writing a poem during very tumultuous times. The city of Salzburg, meaning Salt Castle, had suffered the devastation of war as Napoleon's cannons wrecked the homes of the poorest, the salt miners. In the brutal aftermath of the war, on the edge of the city in ruins, a boy named Joseph was born in extreme poverty and hardship. He was baptized, though, in the same baptismal font as Mozart, and he too would develop a passion for music. Joseph played the organ, the guitar, the violin, and loved to sing. At 23, he became a priest, serving an isolated rural parish where it is said that the winter was never ending and summer rarely showed its face. His parish in the town of Mariapfarr suffered widespread hunger, and he had to walk long distances from his little church to his parishioners' homes. It was during this time in 1816 that he wrote the poem Silent Night, which was later put to music by Gruber. Silent Night premiered at the Christmas Eve Mass at St. Nicholas Parish in 1818. Joseph Maurer's poem was written while the horrors of war still were fresh in people's minds and hearts. What a gift to the world to write about peace in the wake of such devastation. The carol resonates around the world today, and everywhere there is war and suffering, we sing it almost like a prayer, as if to will peace and stillness amidst the battlegrounds. The carol's fame and popularity in the United States is due in large part to the Rainer Family Singers, a popular early 19th century group of traveling singers from Austria. They performed the song as part of their repertoire. It's believed that the group brought it to this country around 1839. By the turn of the 20th century, Silent Night was being sung all over the world, and it has been translated into more than 300 languages. The carol is also believed to have caused a somewhat miraculous and well-documented Christmas truce during World War I. On Christmas Eve, 1914, British and French troops were encamped in trenches in a face-off against German troops in Flanders, Belgium. The two sides began singing Christmas carols to each other, and Silent Night was the only song all the soldiers knew. Singing the song together broke the ice and led to a temporary ceasefire, with soldiers from both sides meeting in the middle, no man's land, to trade tobacco and candy, to play soccer and sing carols. As it marks its 200th anniversary, Silent Night remains as popular as ever. And in 2011, the UNESCO declared Silent Night an honored part of our intangible cultural heritage. Beloveds, may we continue to sing in the face of war and destruction. May we find our song when we most need it, when we are in pain and struggling. May we share the song with those who need a gift from the heart, a smile, a hug, a look that says, I see you, I honor you, I believe you, I love you. Let us raise our voices this Christmas Eve as a prayer, sending our loving energy to all who need a truce, a moment of peace, including ourselves. Let us sing together as we bring to mind and heart all who might be contemplating the aftermath of devastation, living on the edge, feeling isolated, struggling to see and feel the light and warmth of human connection. Let us sing with intention. Let us bring down the wall with our voices. Our voices are powerful. Reach within, find your song, and reach out. Feel the power of your voice. Feel the healing power of music. Its vibrations are capable of reaching within our hearts, deep within our hearts, and far beyond these walls. May this holy night bring you and your loved ones a feeling of deep peace and connection, and the blessing of music in your hearts today and for the days to come. Amen.